Hi guys, my name is Aaron, and today we're going to be talking about baseball and the team, the St. Louis Cardinals. So let's get going. Now, some people think spring training is meaningless. That's not quite true. To say spring training is meaningless, it's not quite true. It's mostly true, but it mostly said so that we do not, in any way, shape, or form, use the stats of any sort of statistical analyst. But it's useful because the players warm up. It's been like 3 or 4 months. Because baseball season ends in October, right? Yeah. So it's been quite a while, and you gotta train those muscles again that were dormant for a while, or maybe you still use your hands and wrists every day, but you gotta keep those good players and everyone else, you gotta keep them well trained, and it's good to learn because you can see if they have any new weaknesses, because after injuries, sometimes new weaknesses can occur. Now, if you ask me who my favorite player is on the Cards, it is Matt Carpenter. He plays really well. Now, Harper, the reason why I chose Goldschmidt over Harper was because, Goldschmidt has better stats than Harper. Well, I personally think one of the key factors are Paul Goldschmidt has 3 or 5 triples, but Harper has no triples. And, every baseball player has their weaknesses and stuff, but if they have really good sportsmanship and all that stuff, yeah, they got the job. But I want them to be able to hit really well and stuff. Let's take this for example. Player A is playing for Team C. Now, Player A gets traded to Team C. Let me rephrase that. Okay, Player A gets traded in from Team B to Team C. Now, Player A it's his first time batting for Team C. Now, he hits a home run for the first time he hits for the Team C, the first game, on the first at-bat. So, and then he comes up again next, and when they come out to bat again, he hits a strike. Now, you're going to be wondering, he just hit a home run. Why is he hitting strikes? And I'll tell you, because, some players are a one-shot, or a one-hit wonder. They hit really well, and then their career basically goes down the rest of the way because they got lucky, but then, and then they just start going downhill. But in some cases, it's not always like that. But, you can be hit one, be a one-hit wonder and still hit good and stuff. Hit the outfield still. Hitting the outfield is still pretty good, if you ask me. Well, that's not the point, though. If you're a one-hit wonder, your career basically is downhill. But, I'm not saying that we're not going to hit any outfielders. But, I love baseball. It's one of my favorite sports. I love playing it. But, unfortunately, when I was in 8th grade, we did not have enough people for a team, which was really bumming out. I was really bummed out. But, this is always just really interesting. We got really good players, and we got some not-so-good players. And the Cardinals haven't been to the World Series in about 8 years. Or were they in 2014 anyway? Or maybe they were in 2014. I don't I'm not sure. I don't think so. But, you know, every player, though, has their weaknesses and strengths. Every player has their flaw. Every player has pros and cons to it. But you got to outweigh the... But if they have better pros, you got to outweigh the cons. With training, they can improve. Which is really good, because you can work out those weaknesses and make them pros. Let's say you're pitching, player B, let's say he pitches 86, about 40 miles an hour. And team C wants player B to throw about 80 miles an hour. Now they can, practicing, they can work that out and fix that, most likely. But you can work on pitching, batting, and all that stuff. And when you throw the ball, try to hit the bat. If it's windy, I understand, but make sure the ball doesn't go, it's almost gonna hit the batter. But baseball is a really good sport, but most of the time, they're not even playing. There's just outs and stuff, or there's something going on. But most of the time, what people love to see if you're a St. Louis Cardinals fan is the Cardinals actually hitting the ball and getting to the bases. I've been to Cardinals games, and I've seen Cardinals games on TV, and when they hit, it'll be in the base area, and then they'll get it, and then before they get the first, it'll already be in a glove, or sometimes they'll try to steal, but you have to do it just right. Sometimes they'll catch the ball right before they have to, and then you'll see someone jumping on the base and skidding on the ground, and their hand just reaches out like they're holding on to the last bit of life, holding on for dear life to touch that base. Man, it's just an amazing sport, though. I mean, it really holds suspension, everyone leans in and to see what is going on. Did that player make it to the base, or did he not? But when you're on that second out, everyone is holding their breath, hoping that they do not get the third out. Man, baseball is just really interesting. Thank you for joining me in this podcast. I will make a new podcast soon. Now please listen to the podcast and suggest what I should do next. And I really appreciate you taking the time to listen to my podcast. Have a good day. Peace. Hey guys, today I'm back and we are going to talk about baseball again. And baseball is really interesting. We have many types of different teams, a variety of different players, and everyone has different beliefs about baseball. People sometimes have different techniques on how to hit it, and it's really interesting. Baseball can be really interesting. Yeah.